This is The Takeaway. First Monday in October means the crisp autumnal air says fall is definitely here. And for the Supreme Court, it may mean wearing another layer under the traditional robes for the justices as the Roberts Court begins its new term on a chilly day in the East. And it may have already signaled where it's headed this term. The Roberts Court has denied review in all five pending same-sex marriage cases, thereby permitting marriages in Indiana, Oklahoma, Utah, Virginia, and Wisconsin. And Marcia Coyle, chief Washington correspondent for the National Law Journal, says it's U.S. election law that might be up to the plate next when it comes to historic changes.
It's really divided on certain issues. Last term, we saw really quite an amazing amount of unanimity across the board. In fact, most people don't realize that more than 50% of the court's decisions are either unanimous, 7-2, 6-3. So there really is a lot of consensus within this court. But on certain core issues, the culture war issues, for example, race, religion, that's when you begin to see the deep divides.
What are the chances that those issues will be tested in this term, particularly on the question of voting rights, as an election is looming here?
The chances are tremendous. In fact, right now the court has on its docket at least two cases involving religion. It has at least three involving race in different contexts, redistricting of congressional districts. We have seen in the last week three states come into the court asking for emergency injunctions against their laws that impose new restrictions on voting. There's also waiting for the court, if it chooses to take it, another big attack on the new federal health insurance law. So this term really has tremendous potential to be another landmark term of the Roberts Court.
On the issue of gerrymandering and districting in states, so this is a states' rights issue on one level, but it's also an electoral legitimacy issue on the other. Is it likely that the argument of gerrymandering may deny the legitimacy of elections in congressional races, that will come up and open a huge can of worms of constitutional questions going forward?
The court has had a hard time over the years coming up with a standard to test what's a political gerrymander. The case they've taken out of Alabama is a challenge to Alabama's redistricting plan by the Republican-led legislature. And there the Black Legislative Caucus and others claim that the Republican-led legislature intentionally packed supermajorities of minorities into districts that already had the majority-minority voters in it. And by packing supermajorities into those districts, they really were giving minority voters fewer options to have their votes be influential across the state. This is going to be a real test. The court hasn't faced a racial redistricting challenge in quite a while, and when it last did out of Texas, it was very divided. So we'll just have to wait and see how they handle this in particular. I think the other election cases that we're seeing are also very interesting. The court took one out of Arizona in which the voters amended their state constitution to take out of the hands of the Arizona legislature the redrawing of congressional districts. Because as you know, John, the redrawing of these districts is highly partisan, very controversial. And I think the voters were trying to lower the temperature here by putting a redistricting into the hands of an independent commission. Well, the Arizona legislature now claims that that violates the elections clause of the federal constitution. There really is a huge can of worms for the court to get into.
The Supreme Court weighing in on election law in this term on this first Monday of October. Marcia Coyle, chief Washington correspondent for the National Law Journal. Thanks so much.
Oh, my pleasure, John.
At Radiolab, we love nothing more than nerding out about science, neuroscience, chemistry.
But we do also like to get into other kinds of stories. Stories about policing or
politics,
country music,
hockey,
sex of bugs.
Regardless of whether we're looking at science or not science, we bring a rigorous curiosity to get you the answers.
And hopefully make you see the world anew.
Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know.
Wherever you get your podcasts.